Hey there, you're welcome to Founders Connect, a show where I have conversations with amazing entrepreneurs and operators in Africa. This is the right show for you to be listening to if you love behind-the-scenes stories about people, their careers, and not their businesses. My name is PC Timmy, and I'm very, very, very delighted to be your host. You can follow this conversation on social media, hashtag Founders Connect. You can watch the video of each episode on my YouTube channel at PC Timmy, or just search for Founders Connect on YouTube to find the playlist. Also, please share this podcast, subscribe to the podcast, leave a comment, leave a rating, and you know, share it, hashtag Founders Connect. Enjoy the episode. Today, I'm doing something that I haven't really done. Well, not entirely. So I'm doing another interview, but I'm interviewing someone in an industry that I don't usually do. So it's the entertainment industry, someone who is a music executive. So I'm super excited to sort of like learn a lot about an industry I'm not super familiar with. And I hope that this sort of opens up a new world to all of us on this channel. And you know, just like get excited and you know, start learning stuff about entertainment and music. So today I'm speaking to Toba of Ejoya Music. Hi Toba.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
Thank you so much. I'm good. Good. Nice to meet you. Okay, guys, let's get right. Okay, so down to the conversation. First of all, right, how would you describe Toba in three phrases?
Okay. I think I'd say probably reserved.
Reserved.
Very quiet.
I think that's reserved.
Which is quite awkward for the kind of industry I find myself. Maybe I think everything is just around cool, reserved, and quiet. I don't really have so many. Yeah, resilient. Yeah,
resilient.
Very, very resilient.
Is there another arrow there somewhere? Reserved, resilient.
I'm
relaxed.
Relaxed, definitely that. So yeah, I think that should work.
Cool. So what was growing up like for you? Where did you grow up? Okay. How was family like? When did you like start getting into music? All of it.
It's crazy, like, because I'm an executive and I know, but that there's usually the stories that you started maybe from the choir or blah 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 and all that, but I actually just started like 2 years ago, so I've not really been in the industry for so long. But as I said, resilient, like wherever I find myself, I try to learn fast so I can get to the top. Like it's my goal. I know people say do what you love and all that blah 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 blah, but I kind of fell into the industry and just loved it.
When you say fell into it, what do you mean?
Okay, so I was actually a business developer, studied mechanical engineering, but went to business development because that has been like the only thing I can do, say. Yeah. So I met the founder of the company. So they were supposed
to be... Ejoya Music?
That's Ejoya. Yeah. So actually two founders, met the founder, and they were looking for someone to come in and change things. The company was going through some issue then. So and that was that happened. So actually just, I started as a business developer for the company. From there, went to the head of operations, then now the CEO, because...
Oh, so now you've gone from business developer to operations, to CEO of Ejoya.
Yeah, because I guess it got to that level where they could trust my work and everything. So yeah, the CEO stepped down and they are just partners now, so I'm just running everything.
So give us context, right? What does Ejoya Music do?
Okay, so we call ourselves, normally we do distribution and marketing for artists, but we're actually a music technology company because in the grand scheme, the things that we're doing that are not out yet, they're actually products that are very, very relevant to the entire, vertical integration or the entire chain of like an artist development,
right?
That's from their financing, their accounting, to their branding, to their marketing. So basically everything that they need. So but even as currently we offer majorly just distribution, not just distribution, majorly distribution, we still try to put in some of these things to make sure the artists we work with they are they get the right visibility, because at the end of the day, with every song you put out, with every project, what you're trying to do is make sure you get new fans, you get more people compared to the last one you dropped. So we try our best to be very hands-on, By providing literally every service that we can provide in our capacity to these artists, not just putting their music on the platforms. So yeah.
Right. So I mean, music novice. So I'm going to ask a lot of novice questions. So yeah, you were saying you get last year, if I'm correct, you guys released the advanced product, even though it's not still on. But what was it about?
Okay, so we realized that some of the artists we work with, not as much as we have some marketing, services in-house. We could reach out to the press also for them, the blogs and all that, and also put them on billboards, put them in cinema screens and all that. We realized that it's there their own needs, the videos and all that. Yeah. So we decided to create a product for that. So that way they could get advance on their royalties. So you know they earn money from their streams. So why not the artists that you believe that they have the potential to pay back, why not give them an advance for that so they can put that in the marketing before? So we created that, got some artists to test it, but we had to shut it down because still, like she said, the market's still growing one, and the financial services we have currently, they're not really vast. They don't really know exactly how artists earn. So I think a lot are still what they understand is shows, endorsements, and all that. So the entire streaming is still it's still new somehow in this market. Even the stream numbers, the stream earnings aren't really big yet. So we had to shut it down because the interest rate and all that we're getting were really, really high. So we decided to pause because we don't want to stress our artists, because we know they'll be the one paying back, not us, but we don't want an artist collecting an advance of say 10k and having to pay back 15k. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
You get, because at the end of the day, what we are trying to do is empower them. Yes, make money, but the first goal for us is empower artists, make sure artists get the maximum visibility they can get. And we've been able to do that. In the last 2 years, we've been able to put out some really, really great artists. I think we'll get to that part though.
Yeah, so let's get to that part now. Yeah. So what are some of the artists that you have worked with that maybe that we know or that you're most proud of?
Yeah, I think the obvious one is Buju. We actually distributed, not just distributed, a lot went into actually putting him out. It's his first songs, Spiritual, Leno, the one Bonner used to. Remy Baggins. I don't know if you know Remy. Oh, you're not really big on music.
But I'm sure people can probably some names that I would have heard.
Remy Baggins, Buju, Emogrey. Emogrey signed to Malia Music now. Who else? TMXO, the producer. Yeah, a couple of guys. Jimmy Abduz. Jimmy Abduz. So most of those guys, all these guys I just mentioned, we actually were there at the a very, very
early
stage in their career. Maybe not Jimmy Abduz, but the other ones were really I don't say responsible, because they did, their talent is responsible for that, but we were part of their story. We're part of their story, so I think that's the way I would say.
So is Ejoya Music not a label, right?
No, we're not.
So what's the difference between a label and Ejoya Music?
A label, so we are a label service company. Let me put it that way. So the thing is, we offer some services that labels would offer, but the difference between a label and a distribution company is the scale of investment is usually not labels put in a lot and they own. I think that is the key. Labels own. Distribution companies can't own. You can only take a share for a particular time. So labels usually own your masters. Master is the original recording of any work, like a song and other composition. So labels usually own, but distribution companies don't own.
You can have a 1 year contract, and after that contract, you're done earning from that song.
Yeah, but to get your money back, that's another 1 year. So maybe 4 years, 5 years. But you don't own the masters, you only own a share of the royalties.
So what are some of the unique challenges that you've experienced in the music business in 2 years that you've been here?
Okay, so I think the first challenge is we still don't have enough people on the internet in Nigeria. We don't, so streaming is not big yet. I think we have about maybe 20 million Nigerians on the internet. We don't really have, you might know the data, but they're not really much compared to the population. So I think that's the first problem.
So a lot of Nigerians are not active, even though they might have internet access, but not enough to be streaming.
Enough to be streaming. So
they'll probably rather download or share.
Off pirated websites or use some of the free platforms like Audiomack and the rest. So that's a very, very big challenge. And also, like, it also affects the stream earnings because an average, like 1 million streams, 1 million good streams. When I say good streams, I mean streams from good platforms. Sorry, platforms that pay.
So what are those platforms like?
Say Apple Music, Spotify,
right?
YouTube, Tidal, Amazon Music. So they pay well. So we don't have enough people using those things. And you know, I think in America you pay about $9-$10 for year. You pay $1.5 for the family.
Yeah.
So 1 million good streams is about say $2,000 to $5 a year. While in America is about $5,000-$7,000 you get.
Wow. So for you to like make money, you need like ten million.
You need
like
a lot. Right. That's why a lot of these A-list artists say they don't make money from Nigeria because the stream is not that much.
And the stream platforms will pay based on location of the
person
listening.
Based on location, based on the particular plan you're on. If you're using family and is using the normal
individual or students,
or students, what they charge is different. Like you get more money from you compared to the person using the student tire. So I think that's the major problem, the fact that we don't have enough people on the internet. Then also, it's a very, very small industry. Like everyone knows everybody in this industry. You need to. How do I say this? Like, you need to be able to keep your artists. And for you to be able to do that, you need to have deep. Like, artists are constantly. I was talking to a particular competitor, but it's a friend. And we're talking about how you build artists to a particular level and they need to change. You get.
Right.
You can't blame them because they're going to the level where what you provide.
Yes, it doesn't match what they need right now,
so they move. So it's like you're in constant loop of, you're not like the channel. You understand, like
you basically build the pipeline.
So that but then it's not a challenge if it is properly honest, which is like part of our future plans. If you could have like 1,000 people, you're doing that for like 1,000 people by year, 2,000, like that's a good thing. So that's it.
That's very interesting and awesome learning for me, if I'm being honest. So one of the things you mentioned, I can't remember the artist that you mentioned and said you guys were working with him.
Jimmy Abdul.
That is now in another label.
No, it's not really another label. There's his recent project we distributed like last month. So
right.
It's not under our label. I think Buju is the one you're probably talking about. We did a lot together, and then Spaceship came. Like, yo, definitely, I was so happy for him. Like, the partners were so happy for him. So he had to leave because that was a new stage in his career. Now he's not in Spaceship anymore. He's now with another, because like the need.
It basically just grows.
Just grows. So.
So how are you looking to, as CEO now, looking to position Nigeria in such a way that you're not just like working and attracting new artists, but like you can start servicing the artists, like, so when they get to like a Buju level or they get to a Tenny level, for instance, you can still.
Yeah, so I don't know if I should talk about like all our plans, but so one thing is that I've noticed is music technology per se is not big here. All we have is fintech. we don't really
tell me.
So we don't really have the technology. Like, we don't have enough technology for music. Yeah. We don't have accounting systems in Nigeria or in.
No startups for music or even in the cement industry.
But startups are using other softwares or companies in Europe or America. So we have plans of developing our technology so that we can service different
different levels.
You understand? So you could have a customer facing part where you deal with artists, you could have a B2B power, you deal with the labels and other smaller distribution companies. So I just spilled everything. So yeah, like, and also plans to also get more resources, because if you have more resources, you definitely, like, if the artist is going to this particular label or this particular company and they're offering them that, you could easily say, yo, I can offer you that too. Or it's even there, like, yo, you see this, we can do this for you, do that for you. Because, and also, it's not just money. Like, there's this adage, you say, who they talk for you matter, like, who's speaking for you. So, like, being able to have those connections and everything in place for the artist so they can exploit whenever they need to put out stuff. So yeah, like, we're going in that direction already, and some things are rolling off very soon.
Amazing. So what's the Ijuya Class project about?
Okay, so that's our baby. So the Class project is I want to call it a franchise because it's going to get big very soon. Mm-hmm. So it's our approach at being the taste makers of. I don't say Afrobeat. Afrobeat is too small of the entire Nigerian industry.
Right.
So we want to be the ones that, because like I said, like, our goal ever is to put out the best talent. Like, I said something like this, that I want to beat my chest and say, yo, like, every song I drop is a good song. Like, bro, like, we reject a lot of songs because, like, if I don't vibe, I won't be able to give my all to it. So, yo, I'm not doing it. So, I want to be able to say, yo, like, every song we put out, every artist we work with, we believe in that artist. So, I think that was what led to the Class of. I say I think because Class of 20, I came in when they were about to start Class of 20. That's when I was still. So, I was not really too into it, but although I was part of the rollout. So, that was what led to the class project, the just like a platform to put out the artists we believe are the next pioneer, like the artists we believe are, these artists are the ones that are going to pop this year. And the reason, and I think we have been successful so far because Class of 20, about 60-70% of them are in, like, better places now, like, they're doing really fine. Tells, Grammy, yeah. Buju, you know how big Buju is, Remy Baggins, Emogwe, Malian Music, so Nif Kiss, Malian Music. So a lot of them, after that project, a lot of things started happening, you get. So even this year, I can't mention, but a particular artist on the project, is already signed, like, even before we dropped the project, just off that, the connection he made around just the recording and all that. And we have, like, a couple of guys too, that things already happened for them because although we're supposed to drop earlier in the year, so maybe all these results start coming out now, but they're already happening even before we drop. We're going to drop very soon. So, that's what the class franchise is all about. It's we want to be the tastemakers, or we are the tastemakers. So it's going to be clear very soon, Sha. We'll show workings very soon.
That's amazing. Yeah. Then my final question for people who are, whether it's artists or people who want to get into the music business, but it feels like you don't know how to, like, step in, right? It's like everybody, oh yes, I'm an artist, but I don't know how to put my music out there, or I think I would be really great to the music business, but it just feels like everybody is already doing their thing and there's no space. Yeah. What would you advise
people? So the thing is, like, there's space. There's space in every industry. You just have to come with something unique to stand out. We have so many distribution companies doing exactly what we do, and what makes us stand out a bit is just the little things that we're able to offer that, like, different from those people. So I think what our advice first for artists is read. Artists, let me know you have my clients. You need to read. Like, there's so much. Like, I was watching a particular interview on Apple Music, and this female artist, she said, like, she had problems with production and all that, so she just said, yo, like, she's going to learn it, and she learned the entire production and all that. So just read, and And when I say read, I'm not just talking about production. I'm also talking about putting your music out. There are so many.
So get informed in like
get
the
informed,
business of you.
You understand? Yeah, like there are so many artists putting out music on their own and they're doing well. So many. Because there are these services are there. Like LinkedIn is there. You can make these connections. I can't mention those services, but there are so many services that help you put out your music for free. You get. So like it's that easy to actually put your music out. Then getting heard, it's first off, I think the only thing that will make a project or an artist flop is if the music is meh, it's not good, you don't do enough marketing, or you don't have the right channels. So you can actually develop on these three things if you read. So I think that would be the first advice I have for. What is it called?
For artists.
Then for people looking to get into the business, learn under someone. I'm not going to say majorly just go and get a job now, but try to find someone to work under, and just because it's an industry where people favors and all that. It's very small, as I said.
Yeah.
So everyone knows everybody, so you need to be able to get someone to at least open the door slightly for you, even if it's not fully. You
connections are important.
Yeah, connections are really, really important. The relationship you develop, they will do a lot for you. Everyone, every artist, every project that's actually doing well right now, trust, a lot of it is happening because of the relationship. Maybe not the artist, but the label, the distribution company have been able to develop. So yeah, I think that's what I'll say.
Amazing, thank you so much. I think that what you've said, right, about yourself, that you're resilient, and then the advice to artists, read, and the advice to people in the music business, which is connections are important, is very applicable to everybody in any industry.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether you're in the music business or you're in fashion business or you're in tech, right?
If you
get informed.
To be honest, I'll say to everyone, I don't really even, if you check my Apple Music replay, I don't listen to so many music. People feel so I was talking to someone one day and person was so impressed and all that with what I've been able to do and all that. I said, you're doing what you love. Okay. I'm doing what
it's
I
not
love.
Really the love.
No, it's not, as far as you don't hate it and you're cool, you like it.
You can do it on day to day.
Bro, you can.
You can excel.
All those, doing what you love and all that, it's I love building businesses. I'm not a music person, but this is a business and you have to build it. That's profitable. So yeah, that's it. But people this. It's not what I love and blah blah blah. It's not this. It's not bad. I beg you. You need to. The country is hard. I beg. As far as you can do it. Yo, just give your all to it. Don't do it slightly. You're an artist, constantly put out content. You're a business person, constantly reach out, develop connections, be good. Say you're going to do this,
and
do it. You understand? If you can't do it, make it clear, I can't do it. But that thing that you can't do, know that that's a service that your artist needs. You get, develop on that. Your artist actually needs this stuff. Have to get the connections, get the structure needed for that particular thing. So yeah, it's applicable to every industry, not just, as you said, not just the music industry. So yeah.
That's amazing. I think this is the second time in 24 hours or less that someone is just emphasizing on just being diligent, which is it doesn't matter
so
whether
important.
You love it. It doesn't matter whether, just
you're
if you're
going
to do something,
to do it, just
be good at it
don't
and
do it.
Do it. Exactly.
Or leave.
And that's a brilliant life principle.
Yeah.
Just say you're going to do something and go ahead and just be diligent enough
to
do it.
You see people go to work and you're going to work, they're paying you. You're getting paid. You go there and just transfer the paper. Transfer it, sit down. Move this thing. You're being paid. Apply yourself. Apply yourself for the time being. If you know you're not comfortable doing it, just leave. Don't. But as long as you're going to be doing that stuff, kill it. So yeah.
And that's how we're going to end this video today. Toba said, as long as you're going to do something, give it your all, apply yourself, and kill it. Thank you so much for this amazing interview. It was great to start the video not knowing a lot about the music business, yeah. And now I actually feel informed. Like, I have a sense of what goes around. So, like, brilliant stuff. And well done all you're doing at Ejiri, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast to the end. I hope you really enjoyed this episode. I hope that you have been inspired or motivated to get better in your careers, in your businesses, in your life. I hope this, you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure you subscribe to the videos on my YouTube channel at PCTimi, or just search for Founders Connect and you'll find the playlist and then subscribe to the channel. Also, please subscribe to this podcast wherever you are listening to it. Leave a rating also so more people can find it, and also talk about the episode that you listen to. Hashtag Founders Connect across social media. Hey, I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.